Okay, hello everyone.
Hi.
We realized that we didn't ever, like, introduce ourselves.
Surprisingly, more than two people have listened to this.
And yeah, there are a lot I thought of it would people... just be, like, my mom.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that either only know me or only know you or don't know either of us.
So we thought we'd do a quick intro episode where you can get to know us a little bit.
So what we've done is we've each come up with 10 questions and we put them in a hat and we're just going to play a quick little game of 20 questions.
Yeah.
Or what I like to call dating.
Okay, you go first.
Oh, I go first?
Yeah.
How old was I when I came out? 18. Maybe 17?
All right, here I go. If you could be any cereal box character, who would you be and why? This is a lame answer, but I really like the Lucky Charms. What's that word? Leprechaun. I really like that little guy.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's always hopping around. I also... Oh, wait, no. The rabbit on the Trix box.
I can honestly see you as either.
Yeah, because the rabbit has, like, the same amount of energy I do. And he also likes to steal things from children.
So does the leprechaun. He's always like,
that's true.
They're after my Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Oh, what's my favorite swear word? This is good. Okay, so my favorite one is probably cocksucker. Only because every time I hear it, I'm like, all right. But I never say it.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever shit your pants in public? Absolutely not, but it is my biggest fear.
Really?
Yes. I have had nightmares about it. I sometimes will, like, lie awake at night fearing it. If I, like, even think a little bit that I might have to go to the bathroom, I go right away. Because I am so dreadfully terrified of shitting my pants in public.
Is that why when we go to see a movie, you're always like, hey, going to the bathroom?
Yes.
Wow. I learn something new every day.
I'm so scared of shitting my pants in public.
I have not either. I'm not just saying that. Name one thing that everyone loves that you don't. I hate coffee. I think it's awful.
I don't like coffee either.
Also, caffeine doesn't really affect me. So, like, the times that I've tried to drink it and, like, force myself to like it, I'm just like, this is terrible. And I get nothing from it.
I'm with you. I don't like coffee. I don't like caffeine.
Aren't you allergic to caffeine?
Yes.
And coffee.
Yes. Who was your first ever celebrity crush? Reese Witherspoon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Legally Blonde.
Hardest thing you've ever had to do. This is kind of morbid. Hardest thing I've ever had to do was carry my grandmother's casket.
Jesus. This is a fun podcast. Who would play you in a musical version of your life? Who would play you in the movie adaptation of that musical? I mean, the first answer that comes to head is Ben Platt. I think he'd be really good as me.
Yeah, he would. Okay, so then who would
Breaking
play
gender
you
norms.
Or in the movie
the
version,
movie
of,
version
that
of that musical? You know what? I'm going to say Anna Kendrick.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
Solid choice.
Yes.
Mine is Adam Chandler Barat for the musical, and then Daniel Radcliffe. Who is your favorite bachelor, bachelorette?
Yeah.
Lame answer, because it's the two that are happening right now, because it's the first full season that I've, like, genuinely been into.
So Nick
and Rachel.
Show you've seen live the most, Evita, next.
How many times?
Five.
Really?
Oh, that's a lie. Mamma Mia. 9.
There, the truth comes out. What's your favorite thing about your co-host? In general or as a co-host?
Anything. I just want to hear good things about myself.
You're never, and this is you to, like, most people as well, not just me, but you're never afraid to be like, no, you're wrong. This is how you should be thinking about this. Not, like, personal
right.
preferences, but in, like, the broader sense of things. Like, during the election, you were like, yeah, but, like, no, you're saying it wrong. And or I would come to you and be like, this is how I feel about this. Tell me what to say, because that doesn't make sense to me. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, you just say this. And I'd be like, great.
Wow. I love myself. First show you ever watched. Worked on. Bye Bye Birdie. I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
I played Harvey Johnson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the even better answer is first show I ever worked on in, like, my chosen profession capacity. I wrote and directed a musical version of Spy Kids and forced all the kids in my neighborhood to be in it and presented it for our parents. And you know what? It was fucking good.
Spy Kids 1 or 2?
1.
Who is your arch nemesis? Bobby Steggert. Bobby Sturt is my arch nemesis.
Yeah.
I hate him so much. Do we know each other? Absolutely not.
He once saw him on a bus to Boston and took a picture and captioned it.
No,
hate him.
It was Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
I got off the bus and he was there and I was like, are you fucking serious? And then I Snapchatted him to you, but he looked at, like, the last second. So
and I was like,
him
okay.
just looking into the camera in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I run into him in the train all the time. I run into him when he's in horrible things on stage. God, he's awful.
He was in a show with Miriam Shore. If you could go to one singer's concert, living or dead, who would it be? I would either go to Diana Ross in Central Park, or I would go to Judy and Liza at the Palladium.
If you could revive one classic musical, what would it be? Or just, like, any musical. Personally, Fly By Night at Playwrights, just because I feel like it was...
a true classic.
Yeah, really. Because it's still my favorite thing that I've ever seen in New York. But besides that, because all of four people saw it, Love's Liver's Lost at Shakespeare in the Park. It was the first thing I ever saw in, it was the second thing I saw at Shakespeare in the Park. And that was the moment where I was like, this is beautiful.
First memory you have of being like, oh, I'm gay. I was watching Bye Bye Birdie when I was like...
7?
Yeah. What?
Was it the one that you were in?
No. I was watching the movie Bye Bye Birdie when I was like 5 or 6. Janet Leigh in Put on a Happy Face. When she dances up the steps and like splits off into multiple Janet Leighs. I was like, oh.
What's your biggest fear? Oh, where do we start?
I put that in because of my earlier question.
It's cut between two things. One, windows at night.
I was gonna, yeah.
Or bridges. Not over Madison County.
What is your favorite actor's worst performance? Julianne Moore on 30 Rock.
Oh, this is the one I was really hoping you got. Have you ever been in love with a real person who knows you?
That is so rude. I'm so glad I didn't get that.
Yes, I have, twice.
Coming out story. As I told you recently, I've never come out.
This is it, everybody.
So I guess this podcast. So when I was in high school, my favorite movie was 9 to 5. My favorite movie is still 9 to 5. And I had seen it like 75 times. I started freshman year and we had like an acting class and we all got assigned monologues and someone got assigned a monologue from The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the monologue and I like came home and I was like, Mom, like blah, 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 this play exists. And she was like, oh yeah, Lily Tomlin's wife wrote that for her. And I was like, Lily Tomlin's what? And she was like, Lily Tomlin's wife. And I was like, Lily Tomlin is a lesbian? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, Lily Tomlin from 9 to 5 and Nashville? And she was like, yeah.
Nashville?
Yeah,
Nashville. Like on ABC?
No, Robert Altman's Nashville.
Oh.
And I went upstairs and Googled Lily Tomlin gay. And then I was like, oh. And that was it.
How nice. Well, that was fun. Our one more thing of this episode is we've each come up with 5 facts about each other that we think are true, and the other one will confirm or deny.
Number one, you're from Maryland.
True. Number one, Lily Tomlin helped you come out.
Oh, wow!
Uh-huh.
Yes, true, confirmed. Number two, you were a Marine, parentheses, kind of.
I knew that was going to be one of your things, kind of. Number two, you love Minions.
Absolutely true. Number three, the only concerts you've ever been to are Glee, twice, and Carrie Underwood, but soon we're going to Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Sorry for laughing.
Loving that on the side. Three, you're from Chicago and you have strong feelings about what goes on a hot dog.
I don't get anything on my hot dog, but I think ketchup on a hot dog is stupid and fucked up. And it's the only thing about me that is like still Chicago. Oh, Dad and I love the Cubs.
Yeah, you watched the World Series.
I did watch it live. Four, you're a top.
Yeah, sure. Yep, that's going on iTunes. Four, you've seen exactly 2 episodes of Desperate Housewives.
No, I've seen 3.
What?
The one I watched with you.
We watched 2 in the beginning. I forgot about that.
I watched 2 with you and then I watched 1 on your birthday.
Yeah.
5, you hate cats, but you love my cat.
Not true at all. I hate cats, all cats. The only cat I've ever loved is dead. And number 5, if you tried, like actually tried, you could list off every episode of Will and Grace in order.
I wouldn't have to try that hard.
That was okay. So fun.
That was fun. Rachel, do you have anything to say?
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Rachel. Sia is literally coming out of the closet right now.